Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the 2025 MicroCap Rodeo, and to all of our listeners on our webcast, welcome back. Two more presentations to go on what's been a terrific day here in New York City. Our following presentation will be from the Vice President of Corporate Development out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is a terrific drone company, and here to tell us more is Linda Montgomery. Linda, come on up.
Thank you, John. So, thank you for that introduction. So, ZenaTech is a software company that designs and develops, sorry, designs and manufactures drones. So we just went public on the 1st of October of last year. We did a direct listing, and we operate in a number of different markets: defense, agriculture, and some commercial markets. And I'll tell you a little bit more about those moving forward here. And what differentiates us is we have a drone as a service business area. So basically, we're Uberizing or taking Amazon Web Services, if you like, to drones. And I will tell you more about that. And we are growing by acquisition. We are acquiring land survey companies as sort of step one of our drone as a service business, in addition to sell our plans to sell drones to directly to customers as well. And our founder and CEO owns about 60% of the company. And let me go right into the cap structure. We have 25 million shares outstanding, and also we have about a float of about 10 million, I believe, and some more of the data on our cap structure. So why the drone marketplace? Well, I don't have to tell many of you that it's a tremendously growing market sector. Some market analysts estimate it's growing by 25% per year, expected to be as much as over $80 million marketplace by 2032. And one of the, I guess we're operating in some of the market sectors that are growing the fastest, like agriculture and defense. And I guess a really important tailwind is that Chinese drones are becoming banned in the U.S., and so that is really an opportunity for companies that plan to manufacture in the U.S. and like our company. And ZenaTech is a pretty global company for a small company. We have offices in seven different cities around the world. We are Toronto-based, and our drone company is based out of Phoenix, Arizona. We manufacture our drones in UAE. We have a 10,000 square foot facility there, and we have sales offices in Dublin, Ireland, and in Taiwan. We develop our components and parts there. We established that late last year. So we're pretty global. And we started back in 2017, 2018. Along the way, we've acquired different software companies. So we have 11 different software companies in all, in addition to our drone company. And we have recurring revenue from the software side of our business also, which actually has helped us to be able to build our the drone side of our business. So basically, we have two drones, like a larger drone and a smaller drone. I'll tell you about those. And basically, the two different sides of our business are software and our drone business. So The ZenaDrone 1000 that you see on your left is our larger drone. It's 7 feet by 12 feet, and that's the drone that will be used for defense purposes, basically ISRT types of applications, inspection, surveillance, reconnaissance, and targeting, and for defense and border patrol. We're targeting as well, and we're also working on a gas version of that drone that can fly for 4 hours and more, and it can carry up to 40 kilos or 88 pounds, and flies for up to an hour. And then our other drone is the IQ series. And the smallest one there is the IQ Nano drone, and that comes in 10 inches by 10 inches and also 20 inches by 20 inches. And that's the drone that we are using for inventory management. So what it does is it scans the barcodes and puts that information into an inventory management application. And then drastically improves the decision making around inventory management, and it eliminates manual processes, of course, and it's also being used for security applications inside warehouses. And then the other drone we have is the IQ Square. It basically looks the same, and it comes in 40 by 40 inches and 50 by 50 inches, and that's the one that we're using for an outdoor drone for land surveys and other types of inspection for outdoor and surveillance and for outdoor purposes, and usually that would be line of sight types of applications. So the sectors that we are focused on include agriculture, precision agriculture. In fact, that's where we started our company back in 2018 in doing supply chain. We have a supply chain software, and we started using drones to identify male and female plants in the hemp area, the hemp agriculture sector, and that's where we realized that we couldn't find drones to do what we wanted to do. We couldn't deploy them quickly, and that actually was the genesis of developing our own drone that brings us here to today. So we have a Part 137 spraying license for our drones, and so we are focused on developing those applications right now. And our warehouse and logistics sector, well, this warehouse drone is actually, we're doing a trial right now with a large, with a multinational auto parts manufacturer. And then as far as defense goes, I mean, that's certainly a very good upside. That's going to be a longer timeline. We have to get the green UAS and the blue UAS certification. It's basically verifies your cybersecurity practices and also your component parts, and there's documentation we need to get together for that. So we plan to apply for both the green and the blue, and we're very much focused on selling to defense markets, but that's going to be a little bit longer. And then, of course, future customers. We want to focus on oil and gas industries, mining sector, and we've been certainly in the last little while we've been focused on those marketplaces. Those are future ones that we would like to access. Also, there's just basically so much opportunity where drones can improve processes and improve industries, and we are certainly focused on those future-oriented ones as well. So our drone as a service business, we are acquiring as step one for the drone as a service business, we are acquiring land survey companies, and the land survey. So the land survey business is currently in total stations are what they use, and this is technology from the 1980s that is used to take in the information to do a land survey. Using drones, drones are really just starting to be used in this sector. So what we're doing is combining our drones and improving the speed and the precision of doing these land surveys. And we have to date acquired 5 land survey companies. And we really have a national vision for this. And so, and it's really step one. It's really having a presence, and then once we have that presence, and then we're acquiring these land survey engineering companies, and this is revenue accretive. They have customers. We're combining our drones, and it's a nice kind of marriage of two different skill sets that we would like to use as a start. But then we're not really stopping with just land survey companies. We also would also like to do other services from these drone as a service businesses in these different locations, like power line inspections and power washing for both buildings and stadium seats, and then of course our agricultural applications and you know, many different services is the idea around drone as a service. And it really makes sense to a lot of businesses because you don't have to buy the hardware and software, you don't have to hire a pilot, you don't need to focus on the maintenance or anything like that. It's like a subscription or pay per use to have the benefit of drones that appeals to a lot of businesses. So we have done 5 acquisitions so far, and one in Oregon. We've done 4 in Florida, and we plan to do 20 more over the next 12 months. So here's our revenue models, three revenue models. The first one is our enterprise SaaS business. Now, last year we had $2 million of revenue from that business, and that's recurring revenue from applications like compliance software, field service management, law enforcement. We have a application used by police forces on that side of our business. And then we're expecting that we have our drone solutions now. So far we have done paid trials. So we've done a paid trial with the Navy, with the Air Force, and then we have our warehouse drone trial that's going on. And then we're kind of at that point where we've done the various iterations of our prototypes, and now we're ready to manufacture our drones. And then, of course, our drone is a service business, and the first quarter of this year, our revenue increased 94% over first quarter of last year. So we expect we're going to do 20 more acquisitions of land survey companies. So we expect this year that our drone business is going to overtake our software business. So here are some of the customers we've worked with, and these are all software customers. We're looking forward to adding drone customers to this list of logos. And as I mentioned, we do our drone manufacturing in UAE at the moment. We have a 10,000 square foot facility, and then we have capacity there to do at least 10 of our ZenaDrone 1000 drones per month, and a capacity of up to 25 or more of our IQ Nano series of drones. And then, of course, for the military, we do plan to manufacture our drones in Arizona. We have an office there now in Phoenix, and we are actually do aerial testing. We have sales offices. We do R&D work, and we do some assembly and manufacturing there, but we do plan to expand that once we get to the point where we have military contracts. And then we know it's really important to be NDAA compliant with all of our parts and components, and that's why we have our facility in Taiwan. So we're already planning for that, and that's is required for doing business with the military. Of course, we have a portfolio of our patents as well, and we have a couple of design patents on our drones. And the nose cone of the drone is meant to be, it's meant to be, you can sort of swap in and out different sensors and LiDAR or cameras. And then the arms of the large drone can fold. We have patent for that because you have to fit it in the back of a truck. And then we have a patent for our landing, our recharging pad. So the drone lands, it recharges through its legs. And then the wheel you see in the middle there, the drone lands on that. It can drop off a package or payload, and then the wheel goes around and it can pick up the next one. And so our executive leadership team, our founder and CEO, Sean Passley, he's got 6 advanced degrees. He's really the visionary of the company. He's been a founder since he was in high school, and he's experienced leading publicly listed companies. He's had some OTC. He has 2 OTC companies that he's had for a while in addition to ZenaTech. And then our CFO has, of course, a lot of experience leading finance for other publicly listed companies. And our CTO is an engineer with an MBA, and he's got quite a he leads our manufacturing team and our product development. And these people have all worked together for a long time. And then on the sales side, we have business development VPs in both Ireland and also in Phoenix, Arizona. And these individuals have all worked with Sean for a long time. I actually joined last summer to do the IPO, and this is the 6th time I've taken a company to public markets. So just high level, how do we differentiate? Well, we look at other peers like Dragonfly and Red Cat and Egg Eagle, and we differentiate. Certainly our drone as a service, our vision for that and how we're rolling that out is differentiates us. None of our other competitors have an indoor drone. And then AI. So we, being a software company, we feel that that's an advantage for us, as a company that develops AI multifunction autonomous drones. A lot of companies say they do AI. We feel it's one of our advantages. And then, of course, we're governed by the FAA, and we certainly get regulatory approval in all the jurisdictions where we do business. We are right now applying in Ireland and, of course, UAE, and the FAA approval. We have a waiver for using our demonstrating and exhibiting our drones in the U.S. And so then, in summary, and I guess, what can you look for moving forward? So what we're focused on is our It's certainly is our warehouse drone. We have a trial going there, and we are certainly focused on small and medium-sized warehouses that can benefit from using a drone for inventory management. And we're also focused on our drone as a service business. We've done 5 acquisitions. We've got 20 more we want to do this year. So that is a big focus as far as moving forward and integrating these companies and our platforms. And then also moving forward, we're focused on selling to the military, longer timeline there, as well as getting green UAS and blue UAS and there's we're doing there and demonstrations we want to do there and there's a number of behind the scenes things we're doing to achieve our goal of selling our drones to the U.S. DoD and defense agencies. And that's basically my summary. Thank you very much. Sure.
We got about one minute for a quick question.
Are you financing acquisitions?
How are we financing acquisitions? So these are land survey engineering companies that we are buying, and they are being financed with cash and with a note. So there's no equity as a part of these acquisitions.
Survey companies where you think that they're putting drones in the field, are they seeing productivity enhancements in terms of speed and other surveys?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, we only just started in January. So we're, integrating. We're, our teams are working with the land survey engineering teams, and I would say there's a lot of synergy that's happening between the two groups. We're building the platform or the software for taking. Land survey data from a drone and converting it into the formats needed to plot for land surveys. But I would say it's a work in progress, and we've certainly made a lot of progress so far.
Okay.
Thank you.
Check in with our webinar and get them up to speed.
So, folks, once again, that was the VP of Corporate Development for Xenotech out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. That was Linda Montgomery. Thank you so much, Linda. And for our webinar listeners, that presentation concludes our webinar component to today's presentation. We want to thank you so much for tuning in, and we're going to sign off here live from New York City at Sparks Steakhouse. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the MicroCap Rodeo 2025 brought to you by the Money Channel. I'm John Heffernan, and to our webinar viewers, have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your week, and good night.